I never found it difficult when I was chairman of the 1922 committee, for instance, which I did for 12 years, which is longer than anybody's ever done it. And I was elected 15 times as chairman. Well, it comes and it goes. I'm not sure it's quite as powerful today as it has been. Well, there was one outstanding example of its power and authority, and I would go further and say its duty, when it represented to Mr. Heath that he probably no longer enjoyed the confidence of the Conservative Party and that he ought to either resign or stand for election as leader. And the result was, very sadly for him, that he was defeated in an election by Mrs. Thatcher. I was asked to consider it. I received a letter written by the Member of Parliament for Surbiton, Nigel Fisher. It was signed by 25 Members of Parliament and Conservative Members of Parliament, and they asked me to put myself forward. And I considered it and considered the situation and decided not to. Well, there are a number of reasons. Margaret Thatcher was emerging. I thought that she would be perhaps a better candidate. I also thought it'd be very good for the Tory party, which had elected the first member of the parliament who had the Jewish faith to be a member of parliament. I thought it'd be very good if the Tory party was the first party to have a woman leader and a woman prime minister. Those were two of the reasons. My wife was rather against my standing as leader also, I must say.